Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And very special guest, not here yet.
Yeah.
Because they're on their way. They will be here very shortly, but they have a very, very good excuse.
Yeah.
And that is they are the director of a show during Tech Week. So they get a pass on this one.
Fine.
I guess.
Yeah, I suppose. So in the meantime, what are we drinking?
We are about to tuck into some Wider's Cider. Reposado.
You're fat?
But it's spelled like the chicken bouillon.
You're a chicken bouillon.
Weiler's.
I'm really tired already, you guys.
Let's just drink this.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, booze. Oh.
Acceptable.
Pear cider infused with smooth, subtle oak laden tequila notes.
I've had better pear cider, but right now,
yeah,
my mouth tastes like I've been licking a condom for the past 2 hours. So
have you been licking a condom for the past 2 hours?
He never makes them.
I mean,
I have just had prosthetics on my face.
Yeah, yeah. What are they built out of?
Liquid latex.
Oh. So I am super allergic to you right now. I'm not going to lick your face.
Aw.
Sorry.
No, I show up and then. So, everyone in this play that I'm in that opens this weekend, Riddle of the Mummy, you should totally go see it, guys. It's really fun. Various degrees of makeup happen, you know, all the way from very minimal, you know, just like stage makeup, all the way to prosthetics and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the very pinnacle of that is me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how in like movies, they're like, this person has to sit in the makeup chair for 3 hours every morning before they can, like, that's me.
Right.
It's not 3 hours, but I'm the guy with all of the prosthetics.
Well, everybody wants a prosthetic forehead to put it on their real head.
And I do.
Everybody wants.
Yep.
It's not just my forehead. It is my nose and my chin and my cheeks and the back of my head and a bald cap and, like, my whole everything neck up.
Would you say the shebang?
Pretty much. If by shebang you mean everything from my neck up, then yes.
Hmm.
I start. Okay, so rehearsal today. We were like we showed up at 7 and we started right at 7.
Yeah.
And then we were like, we're going to start the show at 8.
Yeah.
And we're timing everything basically. We're saying we're starting at 7, show starts at 8, and then we're timing to see how long everything takes.
Mm-hmm.
8 o'clock comes, show starts. I am still applying layers of prosthetics to my face. I'm still in street clothes.
Shit.
I am in the 6th scene.
Yeah.
Of the play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is my first appearance. So I'm back there like, as the liquid latex is drying, our makeup designer, Andy, is like applying color to my bald cap as I'm putting on my pants. And then like as soon as they finish my neck coloration and that's set, I start putting on my shirt and you know, stuff like that while they're starting to color my face and do what needs to be done on the face, you know.
And it's like a pit crew ballet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was like. So it's like scene 2, scene 3, scene 4. Scene 4 comes and Andy's like, just tell me when, you know, you need to be on. And I'm like, after the next scene, and I'm still buttoning up my shirt.
Yep.
And so next scene comes and I finally get my clothes on. I've got my eyes closed because Andy is painting makeup on my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like, Jesus just brush Christ on my eyes, slathering color on my face. So my eyes are closed as I'm tying my tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, lights go down on scene 5, lights come up on scene 6, and there I am, ready to fucking go.
One way or another.
Yep.
Yep.
And I did.
Yep.
And it was one of those absolute, like, razor-thin margins. And then, like, scene gets done, I walk off stage, Andy does, like, a touch-up here and there, but otherwise it was, like, fucking close.
Yeah.
You know? So, but, yeah, I start with putting super glue on my eyebrows to seal my eyebrows in. Yeah, I have super glue on my eyebrows because otherwise the liquid latex would rip them out.
What do you use to get the super glue out of there? Baby oil or
wash? It's the stick of like Elmer's.
Okay, school glue, not super glue.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say super glue?
You did.
Okay.
I was very confused because I've heard of using school glue because it just washes out.
I apologize. Yeah. I misspoke there. Yes, no. The stick of school glue.
Yeah.
So I glue those down so the hair is not sticking up, so I don't wax myself, and then I start applying layers of liquid latex to my face. And I do my chin and my nose and my upper lip, and I kind of get that bottom triangle of my face done.
Sure.
And then Andy and I squeeze me into the bald cap and like glue that in place. And then once that's done, Andy's off painting someone else's face while I'm doing the touch-up work, blending and stuff like that. And then there's a lot going on there.
Oh my God.
And then I have to rip all of that off at the end of the night.
That's less than fun. I remember having spirit gum on my ears and things like that. Yeah.
No, I've... like I said today to Andy, it's a really good thing my, like, weekend job is inflicting pain on myself because, getting liquid latex on my hair and having to rip it out now is like, whatever.
Yeah. How this is all it? Sounds... Well, it's no bed of screws.
Yeah.
This would all be way more painful for me. Because latex.
That, too.
Also.
There are... some alternatives.
Yeah, none of them are really good. I mean, like, they feel fine, but they don't stick super well, and they don't form very well, and they're kind of... Unless you get into really expensive stuff, which that better be something that you're holding on to for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Enough. So, yeah, that's you guys, honestly, go see this show.
I am super looking forward to it. I'm probably going to be there opening.
I had to shave my mustache and beard, and I'm putting on a lot of fucking makeup for all of y'all.
Used to
so
it.
Please come. It's,
which is I'm the not, weird
this
thing.
Show.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not.
Looks weird.
I cannot wait. Can't wait.
Did you get a haircut too?
I did. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I went to see the incomparable Justin Link.
Excellent.
I have an appointment tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. You will be very happy because Justin knows his shit and. And I was like, yes, I want my hair cut, but just know I'm also going to be putting this in a bald cap. And he was like, well, this is what you do and how you take care of that. And so.
Nice. Good.
Good. Awesome.
Of course he knows how to handle that.
Special effects makeup for somebody that took fucking forever because we were just covering their entire head with blue fur. Because they were going to be Nightcrawler.
Okay. I was going to guess Beast, but sure.
The one who's
look some X-Men or other, I don't know.
The one who one who possibly has it worse than me though.
Yeah,
is Phil Schramm.
Oh yeah,
okay,
because he plays multiple characters.
Oh,
okay. Oh.
And so his makeup gets layered on.
No, oh.
So they put on a certain type of makeup with one base.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, put on his next layer of makeup with a different base.
Jesus Christ.
So then he steps out on stage, does his thing, walks off stage, and they use the remover for the second layer to wipe his face off.
That's
and the
pretty
first
awesome,
layer
though.
Is left.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Does he need some cold cream or something? Like, I feel like I just want to give him a bottle of Pons
there is a bottle of moisturizer the alcohol based paints that we're using for some people
that'll dry your shit out real hard
so yeah I need
also to. Just cold cream is magical
it really is
Nice. But I've never seen that technique used before.
No, that sounds fun.
It's awesome. Instead of like trying to add layers, it's just like, we'll put all the layers on and then just wipe the one layer off.
It's incredible.
Which is pretty dope.
That's fucking incredible.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
man, that would be amazing for a werewolf trans...
one of the characters.
Like, if you...
Don't ruin it for me. No spoilers. Sorry. Oh, no, there's a werewolf in a show about mummies.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. I'm horribly.
But no, it's
translation is not the right word. Mm-hmm. But it's late and my brain is addled.
Yeah.
I feel like those are
two separate states for you, James.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I went in my capacity as
transformation is the word I was looking for.
In my capacity as the lighting designer, I went into the theater on Sunday and I programmed the board.
Oh, and awesome.
Nice. Set up. So my job on that side of things is done.
Excellent.
And will stand or fall as it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, really looking forward to this.
Yay!
Super, super looking
forward. I'm looking forward to seeing it too.
It's a funny show.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like funny ha-ha or funny...
Womp-womp?
Yes.
Ooh, well, now I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm. It's got layers.
Like makeup?
Slowly.
Yes. No, there is. There's a lot of zany madcap stuff going on, and there's some very heartfelt moments, and there's even, it turns into a musical at some point in the middle.
Oh, my God.
It's funny. And there's funny stuff.
I am looking forward to it.
The amazing Angela Fox wrote the music. Oh.
Yep.
And it's great.
God, that woman is incredible.
I know.
Side note. She wrote the music for this, right? Mm-hmm. She's in Klingon Christmas Carol, and she's like one of my main fighters.
Klingon Christmas Carol?
Yeah, oh yeah. And she's one of my main fighters.
I'm super looking
forward
to this.
You want to see this? Well,
I already
hardcore.
Wanted to see it, but now I definitely have to see it. Fuck.
I just bought a keyboard off of her.
Mm hmm.
She may have written that music on that keyboard.
Possibly.
So.
Yeah, no, she does puppetry, and she does voice acting, and she does all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
And
she's pretty fucking awesome.
I met Angela at Convergence a few years back when we were doing Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
Oh.
And we realized, like, right before the show, one of the scripts had a character in it, and we hadn't actually figured out who was doing the voice.
Oh, sure.
Oh, God.
And we were like, oh, can you do this voice? Can you do the voice? And it's like, I'm already doing this other voice in this scene. And it's like, and Angela was backstage, and we were just like, Angela, you, come be the voice here, please. And she was like, okay. And she did, and she was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because Angela.
Well, right.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, I fucking loved her
and
in Murder on the Mississippi.
And she is the nicest person.
She is.
So sweet.
She is just a sweetheart.
Super sweet.
Oh, my God.
She's just a human beam of sunshine.
She really is.
Mm-hmm.
She's just so nice.
Yeah.
She's one of those people I would hate for being so incredibly awesome if she wasn't so fucking nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, God, she does all this talented stuff. I want to be like... jealous or envious or something.
She's
like,
very similar to Amy Adams in that respect.
Oh yeah,
Amy Adams was. Did you ever see what was it? Enchanted.
Yes.
I don't think I did.
The movie where the like animated Disney princess suddenly gets sucked into the real New York.
Yeah, no. Okay.
She was also in the first new Muppets movie with Jason Segel.
Oh, that's more likely.
I need more than that. I think if you saw a picture, you might recognize. But Amy Adams is very similar to that. We're just like, sometimes I really wish I could hate you, but I can't. You're just good at
God.
Everything.
Yeah. Stop being so fucking nice.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, I treasure her.
What about the rest of you? What have you been up to?
I got a new keyboard.
Woo, yay!
New to me, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From whom?
From Angela Fox. This has been a project months in the making. I wanted to get one from her several months ago, but I didn't have room in my apartment, and then I moved, and then I didn't have place for it in my new place because I had boxes all over the fucking place. So we finally got enough done so that I can get the keyboard in there. And now there's a keyboard in there.
Spectacular.
Yeah. And I'm really excited because I've futzed with it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really going to spend some time playing with it in a couple days just to be like, yes, you are mine. I own you. See what I can remember. And of course, so my boyfriend's a pianist. And he's like, well, I have this kind of sheet music or this, or, you know, if you want to borrow anything. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I still have some sheet music lying around.
Mm.
And I go over to where I remember putting it, and it's just like this fucking stack of all of the musics. Mm. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I've got some. Thump! And he's like, yeah, no, you're good. Like, just like, right.
I may have all of the sheet music, Jenna says, ever.
How much of the sheet music?
All of the sheet music.
Holy sheet.
Not quite all, though, because I discovered... so I was like, okay, I want to learn how to play some Steven Universe songs.
Yeah.
Because there's some piano songs in Steven Universe.
Rebecca Sugar is ridiculously talented.
Yes. Yeah. And not much of it is overly complicated. It's not, you know, like classical flourishes or anything like that, right? And I was like, okay, well, I wonder if there's a songbook that I can purchase. There isn't.
Oh.
But.
That seems like a weird oversight.
A million, like, as far as I could find, I couldn't find anything. But.
Sure.
On the internet, they have nerds.
I and trust fans. Your
what?
Right? No. Yeah, they have
you say?
Fans and nerds. Sometimes they're the same person.
Like, gasp.
I know. And some of those people that are into Steven Universe, some of those Steven Universe fans, are maybe musicians.
What?
Because there's a lot of music in Steven. I don't know if you knew this about Steven Universe.
Mm.
I did not.
Oh, there's a lot of music.
I have to check
involved.
Snopes on that one. Okay. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So, of course, fans being fans into their fandom with their skills have basically written out all of the music, and I can just get it online. So,
yeah, very nice.
Not overly worried about it.
Feelings not hurt.
Yeah. Is this one available? Yep. There it is. All right. Mm. Cool.
That was kind of my experience with ukulele as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fans will nerd. Yay! We'll give her a moment.
I would like a drink now.
Oh my god!
I brought your guitar here.
I literally just now went shit. I forgot the guitar.
Oh my god!
I have this thing for you.
There's a pear cider. I hope you like pear cider.
I do like pear cider.
Well, there you go. Have some.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I was gonna give her a moment.
Okay,
but
no,
she's fine. Well, just jumping right into it.
No, she's a consummate professional.
Listen, it's been Tech Week. I could probably talk about just about anything.
Yeah, exactly.
My brain's just in like constant going. So,
yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Haven.
Hi. Oh God.
The director of The Riddle of the Mummy, which I've been talking about all for weeks now.
Uh-oh. And for most of this podcast. We had just shifted to me, and now you walked in. Stole that focus right back, you
just
bitch.
Fucking
just stare at you like this.
I mean, you can stare at me.
Your hair looks really good.
I don't think I could
Thank
focus.
You. It's a Justin Link, of course.
Ooh la la.
I got my foot cut off.
Recently, yes.
Yeah, like it's gorgeous. About a month ago, but yeah.
Yeah, she got a foot cut off, so she decided to get her hair done to distract
All right,
from
shut
it.
Jesus Christ, James.
Oh, good. All right. Okay. Yep.
So, Lauren, how's Tech Week?
It's good.
With that kind of spacey.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
I'm not. Because you can relate.
That gentle, genteel thousand
yard
stare.
But it is about you.
No, yeah. I am still wearing makeup on my face. I look like a raccoon at the moment. Yeah. So.
Which is fine, because that's my favorite animal. But
Trash panda.
Trash panda.
Red panda.
Oh,
we can
cute.
Have panda time together still,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
It's like the same thing.
I like it. It's cute.
I don't
My favorite animal might be Eric dressed up as a lamb.
That was pretty good.
That's a really good animal.
Or you dressed up as an octopus is also tremendous.
I do like walking in an octopus walk.
It's just tremendous.
It's just like a lot of warble arms and hips.
I don't know what kind of fucking animal I get to be, but I'm constantly looking for a good onesie. I don't know.
I feel like you could pull off a narwhal for sure.
Yeah, but then I'd have to duck extra low.
Ocean unicorn.
That's true.
You could be a rainbow narwhal.
Now I have the narwhal song stuck in my head.
Fair. Mm-hmm. I get that pretty consistently.
More than you care to admit.
I'm fine with admitting it. It's a thing that happens. That and
James
it's raining
no
tacos.
Shame.
No. I have shame.
Aw, God damn it, James.
I was once in the same room as Shame, but we never actually met.
I have shame. I keep it at home in a jar with a stick and a leaf to replicate its natural habitat.
Boy, I hope that doesn't mean what I think it means.
Oh, God.
Don't worry about it.
No, I didn't even interpret it that way. That sounds real gross.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, huh. Okay.
Well, now we now we know what's inside Lauren's head.
Oh, God.
Tech week.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Bringing it back. All right.
Oh, God.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt, Jenna.
Well, no, I was just bragging about this sweet keyboard that I got from Angela Fox.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh.
I know.
I wish I could play piano.
Well, I actually, growing up, I went to a music magnet, and piano was the first instrument that I learned, like in second grade. And then third grade, it was violin, and then fourth grade, I played around with bass, and then there's a cello, there's a viola, there were some drums, and then I went to harp, and then I got guitar.
You play the harp?
Yeah, I have a harp.
I'm so jealous.
I just recently got a harp, too, that I haven't been able to monkey around with much because I was in the middle of moving and everything. So, yeah,
but
I have a...
soon.
Yes, soon. I need
a bassoon also?
No, I don't. I don't do anything that requires me to
Thank
breathe.
Thank you, Lauren. I fucking treasure your friendship. It's real good.
Yeah, I don't...
A date like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't play anything that requires me to breathe because I'm a smoker. Not even that one.
Okay.
Nope.
I don't know why. Tech week.
Yep.
Tech week.
Tech week. Some lawn chairs. Tech week.
Yeah, so no, I do have a musical background. I just haven't used it a lot, especially lately. A few years ago, I took a tumble down some stairs and fucked up my left shoulder.
Ooh, ow.
Mm. Yeah. Which is why I haven't done any dual wheel in a while for fighting. But, yeah.
Fair.
So I can't do any of, like, my violin stuff or the guitar, mandolin, any of that. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons why I got the keys. Is
sure.
You know, that's
satisfy
nice
the need, but
yeah. And
feel
then
good on the arm.
The harp, I think. That's going to be an experiment.
Also,
see.
Maybe a date like that once. I don't know. Yipes.
Dual wielding?
No.
I mean, I did have a date playing a piano once.
Yeah.
Wait.
You actually did.
I did, recently even.
Yeah. Okay. That's a piano.
That's it.
Are we okay? What's going on in that corner?
Just watching election results.
Oh. Did they call Hutch yet?
Stanix out!
Yes! Victory! That was a close fucking race, by the way.
That was real fucking close.
Real, like, they were both at, like, 49%. Yeah. One of them by, like, one at 0.73, one at 0.14 or something like that.
The wife of his campaign manager just posted he won, so I'm going to call it.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Sorry. Sorry.
No, that was the one I was...
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, listeners, it's election day in the state of Minnesota and the United States.
The day after election day, we're just opening up our laptops.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's not likely.
When people get this, that will be what's happening, that they're downloading this episode and putting it on their phones and looking at the election results. So apropos.
God.
49.98 to 49.43.
Jesus.
That's how close it was.
Thank you for voting.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Yeah.
Holy you shit. Think your vote doesn't matter.
Fuck me.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, back to where
we
were.
That's exciting.
You know what I would love to learn how to play?
Huh.
The zither.
Oh, that's a good one. Is it just because you enjoy saying zither?
It's part of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just had to double check.
I bought like a real cheapy one from an antique store when I was a kid. And it like was missing strings, and my parents were like, "Fuck, fine, whatever, just take it." And like I'd like sit around and like clink, 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 and then eventually got.
Where the hell do you find zither strings?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, zither string store.
You don't really go to
usually at the end of the alphabet.
I mean, do they have them at Guitar Center?
No, I think it's all online orders.
Now I want to see a zither sitar crossover band.
I'm in.
I think I broke
it. I'll play the sitar. Yeah. We're gonna do this, Lauren.
All right. Yeah.
So instead this of banjo, it's gonna be sitar, sitar, zither, 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 zither. Yeah.
Probably the other way around.
Oh yeah, yeah. Zither, zither. Sitar, 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 sitar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just like that with
Bollywood.
The light accent on it.
But like country Bollywood.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros on like zithers. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing it. It will have a lot of dance numbers about pickup trucks.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
We need a band name here.
Oh my God, I've got so many
cover
band names.
Just replace the word tractor in a bunch of country music with the word zither.
I think my zither is sexy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see if it still makes people throw up.
Honky tonk Hindu.
Oh my God.
Was a honky tonk zither.
Oh my God.
Gimme.
All right, let's move on from that.
Yeah, no. Sorry. I just bought a toy instrument to decide whether or not I want to drop the enormous amount of money on a real fucking instrument,
which is
a toy accordion.
I would love to learn the accordion.
It's real cute too.
You know that Joe plays accordion.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And he has multiple accordions.
I don't know if he's super into giving away his instruments.
No, he's not going to give it to you. Fuck no.
I want to take a year to decide, you know, and I'm actually kind of
but you might be able to like
digging it.
Go hang out with him.
It hasn't
play
been a year yet.
No.
Well, what I'm saying though is you might be able to go hang out and like play on one of his, which are, you know, like
real actual. I also kind of want to learn the kind of the mindset and skill behind it as well, and get ramped up into it.
Explain it to you.
Sure.
I feel like an expert might be able to give you some pointers. I'm just saying.
I actually very similar. I don't want to learn the accordion, but I do want to learn the concertina.
I absolutely concertina is the one that I want to learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that is less backbreaking.
That. But it's also more common for folk music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's easier to carry.
Yeah,
that's really the.
It's
thing.
Also like, I don't have like half a fucking piano on one side, and then
that's the fun of the accordion, though.
Yeah, it's got so many buttons, and my major problem usually with instruments is that my fingers are kind of stupid with instruments.
You have thicker fingers, which can be helpful for some, but not for others, right?
But like when it comes to I can fold tiny origami cranes.
Yeah,
it's not a dexterity thing.
But
it's very definitely like a muscle memory training thing, and distinguishing between all of the different little keys and that sort of thing. Something that came up on my last podcast was that I can't quarter circle in most video games.
Huh.
I can't. And that's a small number of buttons.
Yeah.
There's just something, a disconnect about that. So I'm always worried that that's going to be the case. But with the one that I've got has three keys on the left hand and eight keys on the right hand. And that's just right. That's fucking. It's a good place for me to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about the major and minor keys and.
Well, I mean, it's like all just lined up, though. Like, that's what I've learned so far.
Yeah.
Is that it's all just lined up. It's in an order. And then you go up a fifth, down a fourth. It's like right there. Like, choo-choo-choo-choo. So.
Just like that.
It's actually, yeah, it's pretty simple.
But that's one of the reasons that I struggled with a piano. Yeah. But I've now taught myself to touch type, and I have been spending a lot of time with the ukulele, and I feel like I'm kind of getting into that mindset where I might be ready to attempt it, but I want to walk down the stairs in the shallow end with the pool floaties on first.
That's fair.
Before I go to the Olympics and try to swim a lap against Michael Phelps.
I would do that regardless of how much training I had.
Well, I suppose there's
just
that.
Just to say that you fucking did it.
Yeah, I was in the Olympics. I competed against Michael Phelps. They had to come and get me with that giant hook, but I competed.
Yeah, no, I had a little like floaty, a but you know, whatever.
I had one of those gravestone paddle boards. Like the,
Yes.
This is not freestyle. Neither am I. This is all I can do. This and dog paddling.
Kind of all I can do.
Oh, yeah? I'm totally dog paddling.
But you can swim.
Phelps.
I found out recently my mom can't fucking swim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was the one that took me to swim classes, and she just...
Is that why?
Oh.
Maybe. But
she just watched you do it and was like... Mm.
Yeah, no, this came out very recently. No. So I was like, yeah, no, we can go to the pool, and we can, hang out with the nephew, because he just wants a bunch of people there at the pool with him. And as fun as it is to, like, get into giant splash fights with him, like, I'm an old man, and I get tired out now. So, come on, let's go entertain the nephew. And she's like, oh, I don't know how to swim. And I went, what? Really? But you were born in Minnesota. I would think you've been in a boat.
So I actually, when I was like 7, I drowned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not great.
I'm a zombie like a couple times over. It's pretty impressive. Oh. Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
Which may explain something, but
hunger for brains, right?
So I ended up teaching myself how to swim, which was one of the
slowly over a period of drownings.
Yes, no, like I
trial and error.
It seems like a pass-fail environment, but she's beating the system.
Like 13, 14, I was like, I am going to learn how to swim because I don't ever want that shit to happen to me again.
Fair.
So
yeah. I mean, and that might be why your mom took you to swim lessons, because she knew if you were in the water and something happened to you, she couldn't get you.
There,
so she needed you to just know how to do it and be self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe your mom drowned once. Maybe she just could never
go
back.
Ask her.
I don't think text I her right want now. To. One, it's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Jen's mom.
Two, for her birthday this last weekend, I took her to a show at Twin Cities Horror Fest, and they embalm you. They do a live embalming.
Oh yeah.
There, and so I had to contemplate the death of my mother, and I really don't want to think about it again.
That's fair.
No,
we're good.
That's fair.
I had that conversation with Jessa. I'm like.
Hmm.
So, I mean, if everything goes according to plan, I'm going to die first, right? Like, you know, that's how life works. Like, I'm older and my health is way shittier. So, I mean, like, that's just likely. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, don't die first. I could not deal with it. No. Like, just even thinking about, like, getting health insurance for your kids. Or life insurance.
Of health insurance.
Right. But like, like a lot of people don't sign up for those in their benefits.
Right.
They don't want to think that that's a thing that could ever happen.
Sure. I used to sell it.
I'm like, no. There's. It's $3 a paycheck. We're fine. Like whatever. Mm-hmm. Like. It's good to just have that backup, but no, I don't want to think about that.
No,
that's like every parent's biggest fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that their kids die before them, no matter the situation.
Yeah,
like if I'm 90 and Jess is 70 and she dies before me, I'm still gonna be upset.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
like that's That's just not. Oh God!
Yeah, I don't think there's a shelf life on that.
No.
No.
No, I think that's a pretty perpetual fear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Cheery.
So anyway, so you guys have a show coming up.
We do have a show coming up.
Speaking of the undead.
Yeah.
Well, do we have anything else to talk about? Do we want to take a break?
Yeah, we can take a quick break, come back, talk about this show.
I've actually got one more thing that I do want to talk about. Oh. Because I am in rehearsals for Klingon Christmas Carol.
Okay. Mm. Yes.
You guys, you have to come see this show. Like, this is...
Number one, Angela Fox is in it.
Well, yeah.
Number two, the phrase puppet violence has come up more than
has
once.
Has come up in regards to this. I got puppet to choreograph violence. Puppet violence.
Yes. Yeah, choreographed puppet violence.
But there is a fight.
It's the name of my indie rock album.
That is a bar brawl. It's a massive bar brawl. Mm-hmm. And I had to take this apart in pieces and work individual pieces and then put it all back together. And this last Saturday, I went to put it all back together and I'm like, okay, there's going to be timing that's off somewhere. There's going to be things that need to be tweaked. There's going to be spacing issues. There's going to be this, that, and the other thing. Like, mentally prepare myself for putting all of these, like, seven different pieces, really, back together to make this whole thing go. Mm-hmm. And I walked through. I'm like, okay, we're going to start with this one. We're going to add this element. We're going to add this element. Got them all added. Holy fuck shit, you guys, it worked. Mm. I didn't have to change spacing. I didn't have to change timing. I didn't have to fuck all.
Bang right.
Like, it just worked. Like, I cried.
Damn.
I really did. It was so much work. And I'm just like, oh my God, it worked. Oh my God. And Don, the director, was like, oh my God, Jenna, it's perfect. I'm like, I know, and I don't know how that happened. Did this happen?
Lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, right.
I think that's what always happens when you combine the powers of a project manager and the power of a fight choreographer.
I mean,
twin powers. Yes.
This was my element. Story I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like I did in fact project manage the shit out of this scene. I'm not. That's.
Seems weird.
It's
a lot of character.
No.
Yeah.
Like, and I had it broken down into elements and how much, like, the timeline was going to take on this thing. And, like, I had milestones set for myself. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, I project managed this shit. but it worked. And you guys, you all have to come see this because this is it.
I am absolutely going
to. This is my greatest achievement as a fight choreographer.
I very much want to. I have not been able to make a single Klingon Christmas Carol yet.
You've got
to
make this one.
And I've wanted to.
This one has three times as many fights as any other previous Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Ooh.
At least three times as much, honestly.
Because fucking Jenna doesn't know how to half-ass.
Well, I mean, when Don hired me, she was like, so I want to have way more fights. I'm like, I'm in for this. Give me the time that I want to do the fights, and I will do as many fights as you want. And she was like, how about this number? And I was like, oh, shit, last time I did this show, it was three. So, yeah, I'm in. Let's do this. And, like, of a greater magnitude. Some of them, too. Mm-hmm. I've got a bar brawl. I've got sexy batleth dancing. I've got a domestic. I've got puppet violence. Like, I just... it's all...
The
it's
gang's all here.
I've got a rhythm-based fight. Like, I can't... Ooh. I know. Ooh. Like, everything is in this one. I'm like... So, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, I had to record that moment of great achievement of fuck, it just worked.
By all means.
Yeah.
I'm fucking thrilled. Mm-hmm. Your work as a fight choreographer also reminds me to mention something super quick before we go to break.
All right.
Hamlet, but Hamlet's a chicken, is being remounted.
I know.
I've heard.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, I guess, going to be around in December, so
Keep
your ears to the ground.
Keep us posted.
Yeah. All right.
Can we take a break? So should we take a break?
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to say yeah.
Okay, let's do that. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
Don't ever say that again. I'm Jenna.
I'm Lauren.
Oh.
I don't even know if they heard that one. You might
so
want to. I'm Lauren.
I yeah. heard it. Wow.
I mean, I like, heard it, but.
Way down in my, the marrow of my bones.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Lauren.
I'm also uncomfortable.
Lauren is the director of Riddle of the Mummy, which I have talked about ad nauseum. And
how much have you insulted me?
Not at all. I have done quite the opposite.
Wait,
I have
on really this has. Show?
So on no. air he has not, but no. off air.
No, no, I have nothing but respect. Absolutely. Aww. I have never directed a show and I am terrified
funny
of the
story.
Prospect. I am terrified of the prospect and I have nothing but respect for anyone who is willing to take on that.
Yeah. First of all, you should do Fearless Five sometime. Then.
I want to. That is a goal I have set for myself. Is eventually I want to write something for Fearless Five and I want to direct something for Fearless Five.
Are you going to write and direct your own thing?
Not the same one, and probably not in the same year. And it probably won't. I don't plan on writing anything in the near future. Just because right now, with the age my kids are and everything like that,
that's
I don't
a lot of time.
Exactly. Oof. But one right. of these, I think once the kids get a little older, I want to direct one first and then try my hand at writing.
Sure.
But yeah, I have nothing. The only criticism I do have is for some reason you cast me in a play, and that confuses me a little bit.
I like having you there. I like your gene.
You should probably explain that that's the name of the character.
No.
Oh.
They gotta come and see it to know what I mean.
Also that.
So this is my first time directing like a full-length thing. Mm-hmm. It's been quite the learning experience.
Oh my God. Yes.
Like going from just directing like one acts to like a show that's like 80-ish minutes.
What did we clock? We clocked, what was it, 98 tonight? Minutes tonight?
No, no. Mm-hmm. We were an hour 25 tonight.
Oh, 25, okay.
Uh-huh. Which is only about 10 minutes over what we're expecting. Okay. So it'll cut.
Well, and the nice thing is it's not Fringe Fest, so while there may be other shows, they're not just going to turn off the fucking lights on you or anything.
Right. No, no, because Jen's in charge of the lights, and she won't do it.
It's good to have a stage manager.
It is good to have a... I know. She's great.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I very much love her.
She has been doing a phenomenal job.
She really has. I don't remember what I was going to say. The only thing is, like, there's no intermission, so we really cannot go, like, much longer than that, because then audience turns on you.
Yeah, they will start to riot.
I can't bring my boyfriend to this one, because he'll need to pee, like, about halfway through, so...
Catheter. No?
No, James, I think what you mean is,
No, that isn't what I
mean. Don't yuck somebody's
isn't
yum.
It, Kyle?
I'm, but my own
isn't
personal yucking
it,
is
Kyle.
Fine. I'm not telling anybody else that they can't enjoy it, but
okay.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, good. Great.
I need to get the taste of that out of my
pear beer.
Hey, Stanix out.
Yay!
Yay!
the play. Obviously it's hilarious, and I've talked about things from my perspective. But like, how were things going as far as you're concerned? Like, where are we at? What did like? Do you have a?
Tell him he's awful.
Yeah. tell us about the show.
He's awful.
Yay!
Yes,
he is.
Yeah.
I very much so. If there is one thing that I did right, it is casting.
Yeah.
Because everybody is doing, like, such great little nuancey things that, like,
excellent.
I mean, I'm definitely not the kind of director to be like, oh, you got to do like this very particular thing at this very particular moment. I don't think I've done that to anybody, at least in my head. I have not done a lot of that. And people, I mean, we've got Phil Schramm. We've got Salsa. We've got Nathan Kelly, Bryn Tanner, Bryn Berryhill, Moretta Zillick, Allison Anderson, and David Rand McKay. And like all of them do like such great character work, and they're all like so in the head of their own character that like they just like find these like if at any point in time in the show, you could see the show multiple times and watch a different person each time and catch different golden nuggets throughout the whole thing.
Nice.
Like people have done just fantastic jobs with that. I couldn't be more pleased with that.
You've tried and you're
I have found it extremely difficult with now that we're in Tech Week and I'm actually getting all of the prosthetics on.
Yeah.
Suddenly my face is basically frozen in place.
It works.
And so all my facial expressions are just like, I have one facial expression. Yeah. This is me surprised. This is me happy. This is me sad. This is me angry. It's just all the fucking same.
So, Salsa, is this your shocked face?
Yes. Okay. Just because my eyebrows are just pasted in place. I can't do shit with them.
It looks really good though.
No, it does look good, but like and I noticed this on Sunday. It was just like, I can't do anything with this. So now I have to emote with my body a lot more. And so I'm even just in the past.
It's like
couple,
mask work.
Very much.
It's
so.
Very much like I'm, mask work.
Yes. And I'm finding out I have to use my body more, and so I'm kind of finding. I'm reinventing in some ways the character in Tech Week, and I apologize for
no,
that.
No, that's okay. But, I mean, that's the kind of thing that happens when you get makeup and costuming. Like, it's expected. Like, there's no way that you can go into Tech Week and exit Tech Week for the. I mean, not no way, but like for this particular show, because so much of your character is the look.
So I heard, and maybe you don't want to talk about this, so you can tell me to shove it. But
mom's the word.
Mom's the word.
It's your mom's birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday, James's mom.
Yeah,
it's your birthday.
So I heard that there was a role in particular that saw a lot of rotation.
Yes, there is
Would you like to talk about?
There is only so much that I actually can talk about.
Okay.
For reasons.
How many actors did you go through for this role? How many times did you have to? And my understanding too is that
the public number is the third one was the winner.
Yeah, okay. I changed the website 3 times. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
because like I heard that like, absolutely like almost zero of these changes were like somebody being like, fuck this, I'm walking out or anything. And just,
no,
like,
not at all. It was
acts of God.
Yeah,
basically,
it was like just terrible, terrible circumstances where it was like, who did I make mad? Upstairs. our first initial actor cast for Monster was a person who had to drop the morning we started rehearsals.
Oh God!
For personal reasons, and then we after a little while we had somebody else cast, and he was so gung ho, and I heard like really great things about him. I've never worked with him. But he came highly recommended, and then his manager quit, and his work needed him more. And he was like, I'm just really afraid that I can't be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he's like, I really think you need to just find somebody else so that you can get somebody in rehearsals. And I was like, respectable, no hard feelings.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I totally understand, and I really appreciate it. And then now we have David Rand McKay, who is fucking gold. And awesome. I couldn't be happier with the series of misfortunate events that led to him. Like, he's a godsend. He's doing things that I think neither actor prior to him would have done.
His interpretation of the Frankenstein's monster is completely different
than anything
I ever would have imagined.
Absolutely. And I love it. I really enjoy it.
I'm deeply excited
like,
to see that.
It's like a more innocent Rocky. Why can't I think
of it?
Rocky Horror.
It's Rocky, yeah.
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 Yeah. Like a much more innocent version of that.
I mean, I can see this.
I mean, and like his looks definitely helps.
Does he like walk around in a golden... Does he walk around in a golden Speedo or something?
No, he does not. But we do have him in like some moderately well-fitted clothes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like they... Yeah.
All right. Well, then.
I mean, like...
Way to play up his assets.
He is the love interest.
He's a well-cut gentleman.
He is, yeah. I mean, we were doing a costume fitting on Sunday, and his wife is, like, sitting just behind me, and he's like, what about this shirt? And I was like, it hits you in all the right places. And then I turned around to Heather, and I was like, sorry, I hope that's fine.
Awkward.
Yeah. So that's where we're at on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Just like I just kept hearing like, and yeah, we have another monster. What? Another one? Jesus, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like,
huh? They got my name and they're like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, no, acts of God.
Jesus. Acts of God. I mean, yeah, really. I mean, shit happens.
Right.
It just was unfortunate.
Yeah.
But like I said, we landed in a good place.
So, like I said, we've already talked about Mummy many, many episodes. So let's focus more on you directing. You said it was your first time directing a big production as opposed to 1X. So,
correct.
What was the big difference between 1X and this?
Like, so the last time I did 1X was for like a Fearless Five thing. It was the very first Fearless Five, and at least on that one, the producer of it handled like a lot of like the
minutia.
Yeah, that now is up to me. Like, there's like tons of things where it's like, oh, I didn't realize I needed to think about that. Let me get you an answer real quick. Or like, oh, sure, I guess we do need. Blah, 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 or, you know, of course I need to review this, blah, 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 or, you know, things like that. Just, like, a lot of, like, little things where it's like, oh, fuck. I need to quick answer this email. and they come in all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad thing. It's just, like, things that you don't think about until you're like, oh, I need to do a thought about that. Like, today, right before we started our run tonight, I realized, like, we were going into... how like a blackout to start the show, and I was like, oh, I don't have like a pre-show announcement. Do I need a pre-show announcement? Can we just go from like music to blackout to show? Which is what we're doing, which is like a normal thing to do, but like I really had to like stop and think about it for a minute, like of course right before we're trying to get started on tonight's run. But yeah, things to think about.
Right.
Are you going to, like, walk up there before the show and tell everybody to turn off their fucking phones and shit?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
God damn it, James.
I mean, nobody wants to look at me on that stage, so I'm not going to walk up there and say anything.
You're actually one of my favorite improvisers.
Okay, but this is like a preset thing. That's not improvising.
Could be.
It's like a speech.
I mean, that's up to
no
you.
No pressure.
You could walk up there and just Sharknado the fuck out of it.
Walk up there and
all right, looking for some suggestions of things to tell you to not do. Yeah. Can I get something you do not want another audience member to do?
That's fucking great.
Cell phone.
Okay, maybe I'll try it on open.
Yeah.
Feel you up. Feel you up in the dark.
You and I attend different theaters, sir.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that was a suggestion.
Because if whoever was feeling me up looked like you.
I mean, it's got nice hair.
I was just going to say that.
Right? Well, it's because he's fucking playing with his hair right now.
I mean, yeah. Wow. He had to just, like, take it down and then, like, shake it out. And then, like, he backlit himself for a second. It was really weird.
That was, like, during the halftime show, the Masquerade halftime show, when I took the braid down and the audience was cheering for me, I was like, this is weird of all of you.
Did it go slow motion?
I don't...
Kind of, yeah. Know, like, yeah, I know, it kind of did. Like, I wasn't sure how you had managed to slow down time for that, but yeah, it looked really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I was wheeling around on my little cart and my wheels went slower. It was strange. I had a broken foot over con, for anybody who doesn't actually know me. So I had like one of those wheelie carts. It was a piece of shit. I fucking hated it so much. Oh my god, it made me so fucking mad.
I really wanted you also, to incorporate it into some kind of costume.
We thought about turning it in, oh god, now I can't think of what anything's called, and I'm gonna get called out and I'm gonna get made fun of. The big gold jewel encrusted thing from
the Holy Grail?
Nah. It's like a mitt.
The Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes, thank you. Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. Sure. We had talked about at con, we're like, I should have turned my boot into an Infinity Gauntlet.
The Infinity Boot?
The Infinity Boot, absolutely.
Yes.
I will say, though, it was very nice to be drunk and on that thing and skirting through the parking lot. I had so much fun going over to Friday's very drunk. And, like, Kevin, Matt, and Megan are all behind me. And I'm, like, scooting. I just, like, push once, and then I bring my foot up behind me so that both of my feet are rested on the little pillow. And I'm just, like, wheeling through traffic all the way over to Friday's.
I'm glad you didn't break the other one. Jeez.
And, like, they're watching me from behind there, and they're like, Lauren, you need to slow down.
And you're like, fuck you, haters.
And I had a unicorn horn on. I was like,
yes.
I was in my prime. Like, that was.
Oh my God.
If I could be.
Oh, shit.
If I could be my own Patronus.
Santa's getting you a scooter this year, I think.
I still have the scooter. It's actually Kevin's mom's.
Oh.
What about the unicorn horn?
Oh, that's mine.
Oh, well, then Santa's getting you drunk.
Santa!
Yeah. We got some sparkle donkey.
Oh, no. Oh. Say no.
That sounds like a euphemism. No. I'm definitely going to say no.
Yeah. Right on both
euphemism
counts.
Euphemism or literal item, just say no.
It's tequila.
Yeah.
It is. I mean...
Is it bad tequila?
It's
tequila.
It's tequila.
It is.
It's... It's
yeah. Not, do we not like tequila
it's,
in this room?
It's not good tequila.
I'll stop saying tequila.
I'm good with good tequila.
I just don't like being hungover.
Oh. No, there's...
Do you get hungover a lot from tequila?
More so than almost anything else.
Really?
Yeah.
I also tend to feel the effects of tequila.
Taquitos!
Taquitos!
I have had good tequila and I have had bad tequila, but no matter what tequila I have, it fucks me up.
I don't like the taste of bad tequila, which is what most tequila is in the United States. Mm-hmm. But good tequila is real fucking good tequila. All
right.
Yeah.
But it always makes me feel oof, later.
But you were saying that there were things that you hadn't thought of, like the announcement.
And then James helped.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah, thanks for that.
That is the only thing that I did
didn't need to sleep tonight. That's fine. Yeah, I mean, like, I guess I could probably look through my emails and find tons and tons and tons of samples, but yeah. And it turns out I don't know how to use a Google Calendar.
Well, that sounds like a story.
So there have been, like, plenty of times where, like, I'll update it somehow on mine, and it doesn't get updated on the mass one,
I don't know. Or deletes entirely.
Two of our rehearsals entirely deleted at some point in time. Yep. Somebody was like, hey, do we not have rehearsal then on Thursday? And I was like, oh, we definitely have rehearsal on Thursday. What are you talking about? And they're like, and everybody in the room goes, yeah, it's not on my calendar anymore. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck.
And then, like, when we finally got... So I had booked off a day that I knew our tech rehearsal was going to be. And at the time that we started rehearsals, the exact times of tech week and which days we were going to be able to be in the theater was still under negotiations between Fearless and Strike. So I was like, I'll get you guys that information as soon as I can. And then I got the information, and I think I only updated it. I think the problem is I was updating it on my phone and not on my laptop version. Here's the thing. I keep a personal calendar, of course, but right. I'm a paper calendar gal.
Okay.
So then making me be digital, which is my own choosing so that everybody could have it, but like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, did things get lost in translation for me? So then like a couple of weeks ago, people were like, what time are we there? And I was like, well, this time. And they're like, can you update the calendar? And it's like, fuck me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, bless my cast for being patient with me. I don't think anybody has voodoo dolls out on me for that, but...
No, I don't think so. I think this cast is fantastic.
Yeah.
You've already said that, but just...
And those dolls are expensive.
But...
Yeah.
But not only are they fantastic actors, but they're good people.
They are. Yes, absolutely. They're,
I have had so much fun working with them. Mm-hmm. I really, really have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, the cast is, like, very, has been, I mean, there was a certain point where, like, okay, we can't keep introducing new ideas to the script. We have to call this the final script and go with it. We did do that. But, like, boy, yeah, can
saved I. Saved as, like, final, absolutely final.
Kinda.
Version 3.
Jen and I definitely no more have had, like, a no more running ad-libs. Script.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and you can still see it sometimes.
It's
every now and again, there's a little bleed over, and I have to be like, all right, all right, all right.
Back it's to funny. It. Yeah. No, it is, though. Some of those little... And a lot of that, like you said, came from the people just inhabiting those characters and, mm-hmm. and being funny. And,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus Christ, Vlad Dracula.
He's so good.
Just funny. Not only is he written funny, but the guy who's acting as Dracula... Just fucking went with it.
Yeah.
And, oh.
He's great.
Fucking lose it every time he's on stage. And it's not because of his lines and his big things. It's like you said, those subtleties that he does just kind of on the edges of things.
Yeah.
It's just like, fuck, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, he's always on, and he's always, like, in it. It's fantastic to watch him. Like... I would if Megan were to write a spinoff, I would hope it would be about Vlad.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be, but yeah. It couldn't be bad.
So what about the actual production side of things? For example, I'm talking about possibly directing someday.
Yeah.
I've never directed before in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of a director, I think of getting, you know, organizing rehearsals and figuring out, like, the making sure people know their lines and blocking scene, you know, movement and stuff like that. But but one of the things that I basically am stupid about is the other half of things, production.
Yeah.
Which is a weird thing to say because I'm doing I'm also production staff on this, but like organizing production staff, how what has that experience been like? Is that
I mean
like how I don't know what how to formulate this question exactly, but
sure, I think I get what you're saying. I would say like in my experience with this particular show, I would say 75% of my job is just getting the right people to assist me, whether it's on cast
Delegation. Or
behind the scenes.
Always. No, casting is like 90% of your job.
Yeah.
Hiring production staff is like another 90% of the job. The rest of it just goes from there.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, like between, you know... Salsa and Stefan and Andrea and Angela Fox. Like,
oh, these are all fucking incredibly cool people.
I can't believe I got like such great people to be like, yes, I would love to do this. Like, Andrea came to me and I like almost shit myself just a little bit. Like, like if you could be starstruck by your own friend, I was like, excellent, excellent, excellent. And, you know, I mean, and her position was something that, like, Megan and I were like, all right, we're making room in the budget for this. Like, we absolutely need to make sure that we can get her on board for makeup. And, like, she's really informing. Like I said, the characters can be so well informed by well thought out makeup.
Sure.
Yeah. So, question was... How has that been? As far as like
what percentage of it, you know, let's start there. Like, has it been pretty well, like, get the right people involved and then kind of let it happen, or has it been pretty well, like,
A
lot of meetings and talking about it? Or?
Yeah, so I would say all four of you. It was initially like casting, and then I guess like the way that I initially set out to do it, and I think this is pretty much how it happened, was me saying, okay. This is what I would like. Here's your job, right? So here's the script. Take a look over, and then let's consult at some point in time to kind of go over what you were thinking mm-hmm. versus what I was thinking and figure out where we land. Because, like, mm-hmm. I don't want... My goal going into directing was never like, this is exactly how I need the lights to look on this scene, 100%. I'm not going to be flexible. Like, I'm a very collaborative person. Mm-hmm. I come from, like, sure. very collaborative training, yep. Outside of directing, obviously. But, like, my mm-hmm. performance base has always been super collaborative. I've done, like, my devised work has been, like, was mm-hmm. a big part of my training. So, like... talking to people and working through ideas and realizing that the best ideas come from more than one person is really kind of how I approached all of that. Mm. And I would say overall, like, that's exactly what happened. Like, I don't feel like I told anybody how to do their jobs, and I feel like everybody had, like, really great ideas. And then if I had, like, little tweaks to them, they'd be like, oh, cool, you know, things like that. Mm. And vice versa. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. I'm not just rambling.
No.
I mean, por qué no los dos.
Well, I think directors like Kubrick and that kind of thing have that immediate idea, that perfect
vision,
incorruptible yeah. vision in their heads of how everything absolutely yeah. has to be. But one, that's as much as that is a striking vision on screen, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. That's near impossible for a stage production.
Yeah.
And well, then, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then the other thing is, you only have one person's input on that. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think you're right. I think other people also have good ideas.
Right.
And that your best work is going to be what you both create together, you and the actors and the people who are working with you on the crew. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a fucking stupendous sentiment.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the thing that I would was going to add was Fearless always had this in their season for this year as the workshop show. Right. And so, like, initially when I heard, like, hey, this is what we're doing mm-hmm. for our workshop show, I was like, great. To me, a workshop means, like, everybody comes together and figures it out
yeah.
as a group mm-hmm. At some point in time. It's not one person going in with, like, a divine vision exclusively. I mean, like, sure, it could happen that way. Yeah. But, like, to me, like, a workshop, it's like a build it together kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. The community build.
Exactly.
It's like yeah. a barn raising.
Sure. I'm not from farms, but great.
I'm not either.
I see you as being like Zsa Zsa Gabor on Green Acres.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I can absolutely see that.
I just want the boa robe. That's oh, sure. all I want.
Yeah.
In real life, that's actually all I want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not.
If you're looking all. To buy Lauren that's... a present,
that's the only item I want? That's, like, the item that I most want, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
Is the boa robe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that weird?
No.
Not in the slightest.
Not on this no. podcast.
Okay. Sure, it's, I want weird, a fucking
but
utility
not in
belt.
A bad way.
Like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, no. No, there are way weirder and more questionable
samples.
Things.
Samples. Snakes.
On a plane?
Yeah. In a can.
Neck.
No, like the suit and tie from Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice character. Like, that would be...
Why is that weirder?
Weirder than a bathrobe with a boa on it? On the spectrum of
it matches your glasses, though.
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I might have a weird aesthetic, guys. This is why I don't have the divine vision. It would just be the fucking weirdest shit Fearless has ever put.
Oh, now I want to see this.
I know, right?
I'll think about
I'm
it.
In. Yeah, yeah. Like... a Burton, J.J. Abrams.
I'm fine with this.
But like a little Michelle Gondry?
I'll just
I've always said that you are like
with
one of
fussy.
The most swankly
actually,
appointed people I know.
No.
I know yeah. what I'm saying.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Bitch, I know you.
I absolutely see some fussy in you there.
Thank you. that's great for podcasts.
Podcast. TM, Becky Schmidt.
Otherwise, she'll kick her ass.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we take a break?
I suppose yeah. we can do that.
And then we'll do the outro.
What?
The outro.
Okay.
Cool. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
You can start without me.
And we're back.
Oh, we can't.
Well, I'm Salsa.
It sounds like you did start without
me. I'm Lauren.
I'm James.
I'm tired.
Oh, we are recording. Sad. We are recording late because rehearsal happened, and Jenna has to work at Ball's early 30.
Yep.
A.M. So we're gonna go straight to Jenna.
Yeah.
You look like you could use some coffee.
I need coffee.
Jenna could use some amazing coffee. Delicious coffee. Ooh. And if you want amazing, delicious coffee because you've been podcasting late and need to wake up Balls 30 early at the morning, you need True Stone Coffee.
At testicles AM.
Yes.
At a half past tits.
What, you sleep it in?
If there's tits involved, yes.
Yeah.
Fair point.
I have no argument against this. Then you need True Stone Coffee.
Yes, you
do. And it's pretty simple
Poor
to get.
True Stone had that in their promo.
Oh, this is by far one of the cleaner and more sensible.
This probably is, actually.
All you need to do is go to TrueStoneCoffee.com and order any of their coffees, and they have a lot of different kinds.
Yeah.
Yes. You can get specific coffees. You can get like light roast, medium roast, brown roast, or you can get like a sampling of things.
No.
Or you could get some merchandise, and when you are going all over to that that you're clicking on that checkout button, there's a promo code that you can enter. And what's that promo code?
I know it.
Do you?
I do.
What is it?
You're about to give.
It's the high five, guys. Oh. That's a
no.
G-U-Y-S.
You fucking bitch! I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I hate you.
You just missed like the best victory dance. All right.
It was just a shimmy.
Right.
That was like 95% of your Spanish Sharknado.
Oh, it's only 10 past hits.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
My bad.
Or you could use the app, the promo code.
Apropos.
Apropos.
Apropos. But it's pronounced apropos.
Yes, it...
What? This
yes,
derailed.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Usually there's like a weird
Fuck
little fight
both.
About
What's
it.
What's the promo code?
High five, guys.
You two had your chance.
No, I'm sorry. The promo code is Scotch. You're welcome, CDS.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
And you can get 10% off of your order. Any of those
There's
promo
so
codes.
Many promo codes.
They're all pretty great.
Look, but I think it is just one at a time.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, yes.
But pick one.
Oh, yeah. Did I miss a window?
I maybe tested this one once, too. Well, we had the...
I did it wrong, guys.
We had the Convergence one.
Yeah, the 25.
Yeah, so I tested this. I only did it with one
chess?
Order.
Yeah, there was
the chest. And then they corrected it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, this bitch just bought $300 of product.
But that's
for $10.
No, it wasn't even that, though. Like, I had ordered just, like, a thing of cold brew, and I realized, like,
you got, like, 40% off.
$5 back.
Yeah, I basically got 40% off of, like, a $10 product. And,
did you just?
Yeah.
It's the fart cover.
Oh, you haven't?
I beg your absolute pardon. That is the what?
That's
the fart cover.
The fart cover.
By the fart
cover.
No, there's no booze in there. That's the fart cover.
I said by the booze, not at the booze.
But it's the fart cupboard.
But there's booze on top of it.
Yeah, but it's in the cupboard.
Yeah, alcohol is a cleanser.
No, these are going to catch on. They're going to be in everyone's homes.
How's your cider, Lauren?
Huh?
How's your cider?
Not farty, thank God.
Yeah, we keep telling you that it's counter.
Yeah. To be fair, if they don't use the cupboard,
yeah,
it's way worse.
Yes.
In mm-hmm. this room.
That was why we started
in this tiny little man cave.
Yeah.
That was how the practice started.
My life has been better since they started doing that. Like 6 months ago, I've been timing it.
Yeah, you just shove the ghost in there and then cut the tail off.
These are going to be in everyone's home someday.
Yeah. No, it's not.
I'm actually going to put one in my home.
Yes,
it's in your home.
This is in the lab.
Actual fart.
Yeah,
like
upstairs, public.
Like upstairs.
Yeah.
What it's going to do? It's a little door that you open, and as soon as you open the door, a switch is turned on with a fan with a light suction. And then you fart into it, and then there's a little spritz of air freshener, and then you close the door.
Yeah.
And no fart smell gets into
And it will play the noise of the ocean.
Why?
To cover the
duck being
stepped on.
You think that's not going to cover that? You need, like, Vivaldi It'll or something help. To...
Vivaldi. I need the 1812 overture. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
God damn. Hey, who's got a shout-out?
I do.
Fucking, I don't even. Go ahead.
Shout-out to Justin Link for doing fan-fucking-tastic hair and...
Oh, my God, yes. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
I am motherfucking excited to go see Justin Link tomorrow.
Take a picture of that hair before and after, though, James.
I will do.
Are you doing, like, a big thing?
No, not really. Okay. Just you know, getting a little zhuzh in my coif.
Zhuzh in your coif?
Yeah, coif.
I had a date like that once. I got a little zhuzh in my coif.
That's why I use the pH balanced wipies.
No, that's a good idea.
It's a very good idea.
Coif is what she's doing with her drink right now.
I understand.
Okay, that's coif.
All right.
Whoa.
So, who else has a shout out for something that they appreciate?
What am I appreciating right now? Sleep, you guys. I appreciate the hell out of some sleep. We had this this whole daylight savings thing or whatever. And my body is not adjusted. Mm-mm. And I feel like I've been up longer than I should have been. Mm-hmm. And I miss sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
You're not wrong.
Oh, sleep. I appreciate you. I miss you. Come back to me. It's okay. We'll work it out. But we can talk through it. I mean, if we need therapy, we can do that.
Maybe it's like Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, and sleep is just trying to find you after you moved across country.
I'm pretty sure sleep moved across country, and I'm trying to find it. Mm. I think that's how it worked. Like,
I'm sleepless in Seattle,
I was about to say, you meet on top of the Empire State Building. Isn't that how that works?
That movie is so fucking creepy.
It is.
Yes.
Actually. Well, I
most romantic comedies super are.
Is like
any romantic comedy from the 80s. Yes.
Yeah. Like they're a product of their time.
Yeah.
That movie's not from the 80s. That movie's from the 90s.
Is it from the
90s?
No. Still a product of a time.
If only we were connected to a series of fucking tubes.
But like when Harry Met Sally.
I love that movie.
Big.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
I love When Harry Met Sally.
No, as do I.
Yeah.
I love that movie as well. But
they're still products of their time.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
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 So
you're not wrong.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
1993.
Called it.
Well, five.
Okay, so.
I'm real sad for the audience who has to miss all of this. Right.
I'm real sad for the audience every episode.
Fair. Right.
That's fair.
That's quite generous of you, yeah. So
sleep.
Lauren?
You can tell by Meg Ryan's face.
Fair. All right.
Oh my God.
I am giving my shout out to someone that I completely forgot to mention this earlier in the episode because I forgot. But the backstory is my daughter started hockey this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
I saw her with the picture with the little outfit. Oh my gosh, she's adorable.
The tiny, tiny, tiny pads and the tiny gloves.
Oh my God.
And she looks adorable in her
and vicious gear. She's like adorably vicious because yes. I do believe that she would like smack my kneecaps around with that goddamn stick. Like I believe that is true of her. But she's so cute.
She is super cute. But I do want to give my shout out to my daughter. Just because every other kid on her team has clearly been skating since they were two.
Oh.
Mm.
You know, like they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And Lilibeth, I learned how to skate like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the best at it. And, you know, we take the kids out a few times in the winter, but not a lot. So she's very, very obviously the weakest skater on this team. Like, she's still doing the Frankenstein walk instead of skating.
Mm.
And we did, you know, a Saturday and a Sunday. And after, like, I was really worried because she was, you know, like, crying at rehearsal and stuff like that just because she was so down because everybody was skating better than she was and she was not having fun and was like, I don't want to do this. And then Sunday, we were driving home and I was like, how was rehearsal? Or how was practice? Yeah, no, it's how was practice?
Yeah, when it's sports, for some it's of us. Practice.
Yep. And she goes, practice was awesome.
Aww,
I'm gonna go to bed next week, and blah. It was just like, oh my god, it's like the resilience of children.
Yeah,
you know, to be able to just be miserable and still be able to get up and say how much fun they're having and she was clearly doing better on Sunday. Like, she was kind of figuring things out, and to go, you know, I'm getting better at this, and if I keep doing it, I'm going to get better and better, and just continue to have fun with it.
Good.
So, that's it. I love my daughter very, very much, and she's awesome.
Yay! Aww.
Do you have a shout-out, Lauren?
Can I have two?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
great. My first shout out goes to two people, Heather Rand McKay and Tom St. They are our stagehands who just jumped on this week are like fucking. I mean, they're doing great, and they have a lot to deal with, and they're fantastic people who have jumped in and are very like enthused and passionate about it. And then my other shout out goes to my boyfriend Kevin, who's put up with a lot of shit for me from the last couple of months as I direct this show.
Oh, but just the last few months.
the last few months
especially.
Oh,
okay, yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah, on top of all my normal bullshit, which is present. Constantly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Fast Five.
Fast Five.
I know, right? To those that
you
do
didn't
not
intro that well at all.
Huh?
Nothing. Never mind. Hey, Dr. Nick.
Yeah. That was very purposefully done. For those that do not know how this works, what a Fast Five is you, the dear listener, sends us two emails. The first one contains nothing but five choices. We do not know what these choices mean. We only have to choose one. And then we open up the second email and find out what everything means and if we like our answers. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Stefan Muller.
Senpai!
Yay! I like that guy.
Senpai has noticed us.
He's known as to you, not us.
I think he said he noticed us.
Oh,
Noticed us.
Oh, I thought you said he's known as to us.
I totally see where you thought that.
Yeah.
That is not what he said.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
You still have some makeup in your ears.
I'll probably.
Dude, you actually do.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I will be showering.
I do not envy that.
It's quite a beast.
I do hope you're moisturizing a lot.
I have been.
Great. Yes.
No, absolutely. We'll talk after it. It's amusing. So Stefan starts us off with question number one.
Yep.
White or red?
White, because I'm racist.
Red on a chessboard, I prefer to go second.
Red, because I look better in it.
Hmm. Oh, that's a good call. Yeah, I don't own white clothing.
Hmm. I will spill on it.
I can't keep things clean.
Nah.
I prefer red wine to white wine.
Ooh, same.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually a white to red, so my really? Racist comment still stands.
Great. Mm. Good for yeah, you. Okay. Way to commit.
Mm. Question number two.
I don't have problems with commitment. Fast I have problems five. With overcommitment.
Question number two. Fast five. Or fine print.
Oh, you know I gotta say fine print.
Yeah. I know you gotta say fine print.
I've been.
It's like he knew I was gonna be on this episode. Gotta go to my alma mater. Sorry, guys.
That's fair. I am also going to choose fine print for reasons. I just contributed a bunch, and I rarely get to contribute fast fives now.
I'm gonna stick to fast five, personally.
Fair.
God, I like them both for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Join me.
And we can rule the podcast.
Just think about our band.
Oh, God, yes.
Our zither sitar band with only fine prints. That'll be like a whole song.
That's going to be my diction practice from now on. Zither sitar, zither sitar.
Zither sitar.
Zither sitar.
Zither sitar. I'm going to go with Fast Five.
All right. Question number three.
Boo.
I've written more Fast Fives than I have. Because I've never actually written a fine print.
Yeah.
That's all I wrote.
Question number three. Chips or chunks? Chocolate chips or chocolate chunks I'm going with, personally. I'm going with chocolate chunks.
That's probably the best interpretation of that, and I would totally go with chunks. Can I just go with chocolate?
Sure.
Cool.
If it is in the cookie context, I would actually rather have chips because I prefer chewy cookies, and those are better with chips.
Yeah. Mm.
There is a cookie that I had. I believe it is the perfect cookie. It is a chocolate chunk that
follow.
Honestly, Bill used to make them. So they will never be had again.
Yeah.
But chocolate chunk made with white sugar, brown sugar, and molasses.
Oh, whoa.
And then chocolate chips and chocolate chunks.
It was just chocolate chunks. But it was soft and gooey, and like you would break it apart, and it was just like, I miss Bill for his bacon.
Red panda noise.
So you're going chunk?
Yeah, I'm gonna go chunk. Okay.
Question number four.
Did you chip or chunk?
I didn't. I think I'm gonna go chunk.
Okay. Question number four: Roman or Greek?
Ah, son of a bitch.
This one's pretty easy for me. Roman. Greek. Because the Romans stole everything from the Greeks. Like, a lot.
It's true.
Stole their mythology from the Greeks.
I'm going to go Greek because I'm a sorority girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, Xi, Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon, Phi, Chi, So, Omega.
Gazoon tight.
Thank you.
Okay, now backwards.
That was actually
and walk
one
in a
of
straight
our,
line and
our,
touch your fingers.
Say the alphabet backwards.
Yeah, I had to do that holding a match upside down to join my frat.
You were in a frat?
Yeah. I know. It surprised me too.
You were in a frat?
Yeah. It was a theater fraternity, but yes.
Yeah, ours wasn't match. Yes. It was. Mine was
what that meant is that we got drunk a lot more.
Yeah, mine was basically a theater sorority. It was theater and philosophy.
I don't know that you got drunk a lot more.
Honestly.
I think you just got drunk a lot more safely.
Right. Yeah.
Their hazing was they had to choreograph a piece or something.
That's not
they had to let somebody else pick their auditioning monologue.
Oh, God.
Shit.
Nope. I'm afraid it was much worse than that. So, yeah.
Worse?
Yeah, we didn't...
They had to improvise with a no butter?
We didn't really have much in the way of hazing for mine, so... Sorry about the
just
paddle.
Just zip, zap, zap for hours.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Just 5 a.m. 10 things.
Yeah, they wake you from a sound sleep. You tell me 5 things that are in your fridge. Butter.
One.
An elephant.
Two.
Elephant butter.
Three.
A suitcase. Name five things in that suitcase. Fuck. One.
Oh, no.
So, are you going Greek or Roman?
I'll go Greek.
You know, just to be different, I'm going to say Roman.
Cool. Ooh. Question number five, history or philosophy?
Philosophy.
Hmm. History for me.
I'm going to go philosophy also. More interesting. Cheaty. Fuck yeah, Cheaty.
Are you sure on your answer? Are you confident on your answer? You're not going to change your mind?
I'm always confident on Cheaty.
Fair.
No, I'm much more of a get stoned and talk about philosophy, even though I don't get stoned kind of a person than I am nerding out about history facts.
Yeah.
Like, I love history, don't get me wrong, but I
mean, they're just facts. They're not discussion points.
Exactly. Thank you. Oh, God. I wonder what
I'm glad that Salsa
going.
And I had the same reaction, but in varying amounts.
You know, the makeup is really overselling that for you,
Salsa. Oh, yeah. Wow, it is.
It does help.
Yeah. Like, I know your reaction was big, but those eyes made it bigger.
They look divine. And I don't mean the adjective.
No, that's well put, sir.
Yes.
Very well put.
Question number one.
Did you pick history or philosophy?
I'm going to pick history.
Yeah, I thought he said history.
Question number one.
Eddie Izzard.
White or red? Which grapes do you like better?
Stick with red.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to switch to white.
Still white.
I'll stick with red. Red grapes are delicious.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love grapes.
Especially in wine form.
Really doesn't matter. I like grapes. It's not about the color for the wine, though. It's about the tannins and the skins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was the yeast.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, no, it's about the tannins.
Yeah. Oh, fair.
You're right.
It's the skin shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, red. Still.
That's fine.
Question number two.
I know my ones.
Question number two. Fast Five or Fine Print? Which listener write-in podcast bit is better suited to the author not being present to clarify or elaborate?
Oh, that's going to be Fast
Five. Fast Five. I was wrong.
Fast Five on that one,
Yeah. You definitely need the author in the room for Fine Print.
Like, the whole point of Fast Five is that we're making shit up because we don't know until we find out.
Yeah.
And Fine Print is the only time you will ever get to be God.
But there's that.
And you got to be present to be God.
Mm. You got to be omnipresent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But you're still present nonetheless.
Well, yeah.
Present perpetually.
Let's be a Catholic God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Love
what
you,
did
Jenna.
I start? I didn't mean to.
Shit.
Like, I'm not Catholic.
Question number three. Chips or chunks? What size aggregate matter do you find more aesthetically pleasing in composite stone countertops?
Oh...
I don't know what any of that means. I live in an apartment.
Okay, so
you don't have a composite stone countertop?
I bet not.
So stone countertops in a kitchen
does
or something
drywall
like that.
Count?
Do you like the big chunks or do you like little chips when they're made of compressed pieces?
So would you rather have a bunch of tiny pebbles compressed together into a brick to make a countertop? Or larger chunks of rock compressed together?
Like a marble top opposed to like a thing?
Hmm.
You know, a thing?
Like.
Yeah. No, you're correct.
Yeah. I mean, I like marble for countertop.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with chunks.
I'm going to stick with chunk.
I'm going to switch to chunk.
I don't know. I honestly. that's a good one.
You're weird. Hmm. What about a mosaic?
Oh.
I mean, I'm still sticking with chunks.
I think I'm going to go with chips on this.
I could tolerate
personally.
That on a floor, but not on a countertop.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. After seeing the Poseidon house, I'm definitely going chunk. I don't want anything to look like that.
Okay.
Poseidon house.
Oh, I'll show you.
What have I missed? Okay.
It's the fucking.
It will enrich your life to see it.
Oh, excellent. I can use some enriching.
Question number four.
Yeah.
Roman pour yourself wine before you watch it.
All right.
Roman or Greek?
Roman or Greek? Which civilization had the better names for the pantheon? Greek.
Greek.
Absolutely Greek.
Sure. Yeah, I'll switch to Greek.
Nah. I don't...
Romans I like them both. Stole the whole fucking pantheon and just
gave it. Yeah, no, they stole it, yep. But which had the better names? Yep. And I'm like...
Well, Zeus versus Jupiter?
Jupiter's a really good name. Even though Zeus we do better. Go there traditionally to get more stupider.
God damn it.
Wow. James, get the fuck out. Wait, no, give me booze.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No.
All right.
Hades versus Pluto.
Yeah.
Okay, that one I'll give you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Saturn is a fucking awesome name. And,
but
I understand. I like the Roman names better.
But compared,
I like them in
to...
different ways.
Okay.
Like I like different
Vulcan.
Yeah.
Versus fucking Hephaestus.
Vulcan.
Fuck you.
I actually really like both of them for different reasons. Yeah. Like
I don't understand you, James.
We know.
Yeah, I know.
Question number five. History or philosophy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which topic is more frustrating to argue with someone who only thinks they know what they're talking about?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
History, because history has facts and philosophy is willy-nilly.
Oh, shit.
I think I put the stress on the wrong word. Which topic is more frustrating to argue with someone who thinks only they know what they're talking about?
Yeah, history. Yeah. History is more frustrating.
Yeah.
Philosophy.
I don't know. I think philosophy is more frustrating because that's how we got Trump.
That may also be a misunderstanding of history as well.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like I can look at a person and be like, oh, you're just a fucking idiot if they don't know facts and if they can't read a book. But if they just like think the absolute wrong thing and are absolutely not willing to hear another person out on it, like there's like something deeper that is flawed that is infuriating.
Hmm. Sure. I get that.
No, you sold me on that one.
Hmm.
I'm actually much more accepting of people having different philosophies, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not
versus
saying that,
them
like...
having different histories?
Having a different philosophy like, and thinking only they understand it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two different things, though.
A very large portion of the human population thinks that their way of thinking is correct. And that's when we're talking about philosophy and different mm-hmm. ways of thought, then yeah, that ties in pretty neatly to that. Like, I don't think that's a very uncommon one. Whereas like history, like if you're starting to talk about, well, Columbus discovered America, no, he didn't, but no, he did. Like, There's an actual fact about that that's wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's infuriating to me. Like, there were people here first. Well, but no. But yes, there were. I swear to God, there were. We've still got a few of them kicking around still. We didn't manage to finish them off. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking... What?
Speaking of which... on Netflix right now is John Leguizamo's...
Yes.
Latin History for Morons.
Mm.
Fucking watch it.
Okay,
it is so good.
Because
he talks about the Incans and the Mayans and the Native Americans.
Well, like an hour 20 into it, it is,
and it
decently
is
fascinating.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a comedy special.
It's sort of. It's a Broadway show.
Oh, gotcha.
John Leguizamo wrote and stars in a Broadway show, called Latin History for Morons.
Okay. Yeah.
And he talks about the history of the Incans and the Mayans and the Native Americans, and he mm-hmm. goes, people kind of go, oh, they existed, and then they stopped. Like, one of the first things he goes is, here's 3,000 years ago, these people existed, and then here's now. And what happened in the middle? Nobody fucking knows. And he goes through this whole journey talking about, like, how it's not just history. He's talking about, like, his journey of, like, learning about this stuff. And, you know, it gets into some of his family, like him trying to inspire his son to, like, embrace his heritage and stuff like that. And it's just this fantastic show where it's funny and you learn something and it's also heartfelt and it's absolutely great. Watch it, by the way. So I'm just a little...
Yeah, there's a bunch of cool shit in it.
Very good. So yeah, I think that's the Fast Five. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@a1podcast.com. Please send in the first email with nothing but the questions, and the second email with questions and context. So and if you are sending in more than one Fast Five, give them different subjects so they don't get threaded by Chrome or Google, which is what Stefan's did here, by the way, Stefan. I'm just letting you know. I know, right? Senpai.
He should know better.
Simple instruction, really.
So. Jesus.
He's done it really well and correctly in past.
No, I'm just giving just a...
Yeah.
So, who's got something to plug?
I'm mad.
Lauren.
Oh, I don't know that I had.
we're doing a little show called The Riddle of the Mummy.
I've never
and,
heard of it.
And assuming you are listening to this upon release, it is opening this weekend, November 9th, Friday, November 9th. And it runs November 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd and 24th. So that is the 9th through the 24th, just Fridays and Saturdays. Doors are opened at 7.
Which theater?
I'll get there. Doors are open at 7. Show starts at 7:30, and that is at Strike Theater. You can purchase your tickets online at fearlesscomedyproductions.com.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
Anyone else?
Man, I'm good for now.
I'm good for now.
Oh, you know what we do have next week? Next Thursday, in fact. And in fact, we have things that are going on currently.
I was
going
to ask, are you sure we don't have anything to plug, guys?
Look, I'm really tired, and I remembered it. So, next Thursday, not a couple days from now, but the 15th.
15th, yep.
At Mounts Theater, we are doing... What is it? Club Revolution. It is the Phyllis
Revolution.
Viva la Revolution.
There's no little Viva, tilde Viva. Above the O, though.
You're a little tilde. Yes.
Sick burn. I don't like the way you said it. Like it was a Swinton.
Oh God. I mean.
Yeah.
Anyways, move on. Move on from me.
Did you see Doctor Strange?
No. I like Tilda Swinton. Am I saying this right? What are words?
Samsonite. Oh, I was way off.
She is Ron Swanson?
Yes.
Great. Now that I've sufficiently derailed this.
Okay, anyway, so Club Revolution at the Mounts Theater. There will be gambling.
But legally justified gambling. Nothing that we need a license for.
Not actual money or anything like that. No. Nope. There's going to be basically playing poker for prizes. You're not actually putting money down.
Right.
So there will be a puzzle quest involved. And there will be massive amounts of entertainment. So much entertainment.
Entertainment maybe to the max?
To the... What?
Whoa!
And of course...
Just...
And
as you will be giving to the max, so too shall we.
And I do want to say this is a part of the Give to the Max. November 15th is Give to the Max Day, where if you give us money, we have more opportunities to win more money. So give us money. We are fundraising.
By us, we
now.
Mean Fearless Comedy Productions, not apropos nothing.
Well, sure.
I mean, also.
You can also give us money.
But are you guys a part of Give to the Max?
No.
Yeah, because you're not a 501c3, because I didn't file that paperwork.
However, if you go to the AON podcast website, you can donate directly to us.
Yeah. I'm actually, like, legitimately trying to do this, and I keep getting interrupted. Sorry. And I'm like, I'll show them. Well, I'm probably just cranky because I'm tired. Yeah. But no, so we are doing the Give to the Max fundraiser right now. You can donate. And I believe we're all on various teams for this fundraiser, aren't we? No, not quite. I'm on a team.
I'm on a team.
No?
I'm trying not to interrupt. No, I'm not.
No, I.
Okay.
I don't think anybody here is on my team.
I'm not on your team.
No,
I'm not on A team.
I would have but photoshopped you are on your faces into
and Jenna
a,
is on A team. Salsa's on A team. I'm the odd man out.
I'm on Team Fearless Follies. And
Megan do that thing?
Yeah.
What? Oh God.
The what? Hmm?
The tongue thing.
Oh yeah, no, that's happening.
That will be happening. Yep. It hasn't happened yet.
And actually, a lot of things have been happening. We have hit all of our original goals. We are adding stretch goals now.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah, which, not my team. Mm.
Which means Kyle and Eric Thompson and I will be doing a slapstick routine at Club Revolution on the 15th, which we have already choreographed, and it's fucking good, and James is going to hate it.
Put a tarp down.
Nope, no tarps, not necessary. And
I'm sure that the also means,
yeah.
That also means all of the guys in Fearless Follies are going to have to try and do a white male privilege dance as a group.
Ow!
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm super excited for that.
So yeah, and we are adding stretch goals, and it sounds like one of the stretch goals might be the entire team has to do the polar plunge.
So hot damn.
Cold damn, actually.
It's not really a damn.
It'll be a lukewarm day in hell.
I mean...
When... I don't know.
Compared to the other days
I'm also real tired.
Hell? Yeah. No, honestly, my team hasn't been doing so well.
Oh, no.
We're second to last in raising funds for Fearless.
Oh.
So, the Monster Science Street team would gladly take your donations.
Huh? That surprises me. Sorry.
Yeah, like...
I wasn't going to interrupt.
Honestly, I've been so focused on voting and the elections this year for various reasons. Like, I haven't been pushing it super hard myself.
That's fair.
And that is something that I'll be doing more of in the next week. But, yeah, I felt I need to push other things first.
That's legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, Monster Science Street Team could use your donations. We have hit a couple of our goals. The next goal that we have, though, I would love to hit is Angela Fox, who is a part of the Monster Science Street Team, will write a couple of monster-themed songs.
Oh,
no! So I'm super excited for that.
We definitely want that to happen.
Yes. Yeah, we definitely want that to happen.
Everybody wants that.
So look us up on Give to the Max Day site and donate to the Monster Science Street Team for Monster Songs by the wonderful Angela Fox.
Mm-hmm. James? Cool.
Nope.
All right.
Your team's been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you can also do...
I'm well pleased.
...is...
Yeah. I need to find a ball pit.
Yeah.
I
want to say, none of us are involved with this team, but holy shit, the Fearless Fledglings.
Yeah, they've been kicking ass.
Oh, my doing fucking very well. God.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. Just amazing.
Fuck yeah, the Fearless Fledglings are people made of people that joined within the past year. It's made of Fearless.
It's made of people. To have passion again.
Oh, my God, right? They have been fucking taking this by storm. Jesus
They Christ. Have been. They've been doing great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to give them a little shout out.
Definitely.
Also, like, two of them are in my house, so you know, like, I felt like maybe I should just bump that a little bit.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I have a compliment to pass on to you after the show.
Ooh.
I did a bunch of work on the Fearless Comedy Productions website, which means you can go to fearlesscomedyproductions.com and you can see a simple way to donate to each and every team.
Swank.
There is one little module for each team, and you just put in the amount you want to donate and click the button. Pretty simple.
Sexy.
That is seriously sexy as fuck.
So go to Fearless Comedy Productions, buy yourself a ticket to Mummy.
Ooh, yeah.
Donate to Give to the Max.
Oh yeah.
Pick a team, and
show up for the thing.
Do that.
Yeah.
Enjoy the fruits of your labors. Yeah.
Thank you so very much to Lauren for coming out on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for everybody for listening. And sweet. Eat the fucking cake.
We love you. Bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.